Our first reading is
listening
one of
the
great Psalms
voice.
Of the Bible. Psalms express the deep yearning
last week we
of
started,
faith, and in this one,
on
the psalmist's heart is poured out before
but
God
the
in
starting
both
place,
yearning
the grounding
and
place
devotion.
Of a conversation about attending to the voice
Psalm
of God, the leading
139.
Of God in our lives. The grounding
O
place
Lord,
of that.
You examine me
week.
And know.
Is the fierce
you know when I sit down and when I get
to
up.
Our life.
Even from far away,
itself.
You understand my
I'm
motives.
You
carefully observe me
presence,
when I travel
I you. I'm on
or
your
when
side.
I lie down to rest. You
I
are aware of
finish.
Everything I do.
God
certainly, my tongue does not frame a word without you, O Lord, being thoroughly aware of it.
That's a
you squeeze me
place.
In
it's
front,
a starting place for a conversation
behind,
about how
and in front.
We listen and attend to
you
that one.
Place a hand on me.
The other
your knowledge is beyond my comprehension.
We can listen to a lot of
it
voices,
is so far
but the
beyond
voice that,
me,
that really
I am unable to fathom it.
Is the wisdom of the heart.
Where can I go to
all.
Escape your spirit? Where can I flee to escape
that's
your presence?
To
if I were to ascend to heaven, you would be there.
But what happens
if
we're still not sure?
If I were to fall out in Sheol, there
which,
you would be.
I don't know about you, but that's a common experience.
If
right?
I were to fly away on the winds of the dawn and settle down on the other side
fact,
of the sea,
what happens if we're like super
even
unfair.
There your hand would guide
also
me.
Happens.
Your right hand would grab hold of me.
And how do we know that the voice that we believe is the
if
wisdom
I were
of
to
the heart
say, certainly the darkness
really
will cover
the wisdom of the
me
heart,
and the light
and
will turn to night
will.
All around me.
The
even the darkness is not too dark for you to see.
How do we
and
know?
The night is as bright as day. Darkness and light are
or
the same
as
to you.
Snoopy put it in
certainly
his
you
book
made
of
my
theology.
Mind and heart.
When asked
you
by
wove me
Brown,
together in my mother's
the title
womb.
Of his book
I will
be
give you thanks because your deeds are awesome and amazing.
Has it ever occurred to
you knew
you
me thoroughly. My bones were not hidden from
how's that
you.
For the title
when I was
of
made in secret
theology.
And sewed together
the topic
in the
sentence.
Depths of the earth,
a
your eyes saw
starting
me
place
when I was inside the womb.
Is the doubt,
all the days ordained for me were recorded in your scroll before one of them came out into existence.
Not just
how difficult it is for me to fathom your
it's
thoughts
the very
about
ballpark
me, O God.
We're playing in.
How vast is their sum
and
total.
On that ballpark
if
of
I
doubt,
try to count
the game,
them,
the name of the
they would
is
outnumber the grains of sand. Even if I finish counting them,
as Anne Lamott
I would still
puts
have
it
to contend
with, a little
with
bit
you.
More spice.
If
the
only you would
of faith
kill the wicked, O
doubt.
God, get away from me,
certainty.
You violent men.
Certainty
they rebel against you and act deceitfully.
You can tell
your
that you have created
lie.
God in your
Lord,
own image.
Do
when
I
it turns
not
out
hate
that
those who hate you,
the same people you
and
do.
Despise those who oppose you? I absolutely
doubt
hate them.
Is not
they
only
have
inevitable.
Become my enemies.
It's critical.
Examine me.
It's healthy.
And probe my thoughts. Test me
it's
and know my concerns. See if there is adulterous tendency
so
in me
make
and lead
move
me in the
in
reliable
our life with some
ancient
sense of confidence
path.
And faith when uncertainty is
our second reading
so much
is
a part of the human
intriguing
the
story of the
in.
Call of Samuel.
Well, the young
Samuel was a miraculous child who was dedicated to God and as the story
Shiloh,
begins he is living
the
and working with the priest in the hill temple of Shiloh.
Eli
there
has
been conflict within the family
of
the priest
the
Eli,
and Samuel,
but Samuel has brought great hope to the elderly priest.
It's nighttime.
1 Samuel,
but it's
chapter
also
13,
a time of life when
10.
People struggle to
the
hear
call
the voice
of, Samuel.
Of God. Visions,
now the
says,
boy Samuel continued serving the Lord under Eli's supervision. Word from
term.
The Lord was rare in those
there
days.
Was a rarity of
revelatory
clarity.
Visions were infrequent. Eli's eyes
words,
had begun to fail.
It was pretty
so
much
that
the way
he was unable to see
common
well.
Human experience.
At the time he was lying down in his place,
and into this very common human
God
experience, common human time, comes the voice of God. But
Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord
between
as well.
Sleep and wakefulness,
the ark of God was also
day,
there.
Samuel is confused.
The Lord
and
called
that Eli is
to
calling him.
Samuel,
was
and he replied,
dream,
"Here I am." Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
Also barely awake,
but Eli
says,
said, "I did not call you. Go back and lie down." So he went back and lay down. The Lord
Such a
called again.
Human place to be when
Samuel.
It comes to things
so Samuel
spiritual.
Got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me."
For the way it feels.
But Eli said,
kind of
"I did not call you, my son. Go back and lie
Paul
down."
Says that the
now Samuel
the
did not
this way. We
yet
see
know the Lord.
As in a
the
mirror.
Word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Then
we
the Lord called
Paul,
Samuel a
say,
third time. So he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Eli then realized that it was the Lord who was calling
him. Again,
the
voice comes. And Samuel is still foggy, thinking it was Eli.
Go back and lie down.
Who else could it be?
When he calls you, say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
Register with him.
So Samuel went back and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood nearby, calling as he had previously done.
Wakes you up a third time.
Samuel, Samuel. Samuel replied, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Seriously. It might even be annoyance. Oh, come on, really? But here Eli shows his eldership. His wisdom. Wait a minute. What did you just say? You heard a voice calling you, Samuel? Samuel? Huh. I wonder if there isn't something more going on. Something to pay attention to. Tell you what. Go back and lie down. And if that voice comes again, address the voice. Say, "Here I am. Here is your servant, speak to me." And he does. This story is such a rich metaphor that speaks to so many aspects of discerning the divine in the middle of life. Listening to the wisdom of the heart. I mean, first of all, it is a foggy business. We can't always know what we're hearing. Is that the voice of my ego talking? Or often we see a vision for life, but that can't be me. That's far too grand for me. And far too deep, and we dismiss it because we think of our lives smaller than they are, actually. That call can't be for me. Or sometimes it's not as clear to us as Samuel, Samuel. Often it's a hunch, a nagging feeling, a recurrent thought or dream. Nothing black and white, just a whole lot of gray. Often figuring out what we are called to do in life is less like listening to the voice and more like weighing options and factors and listening amidst the ambiguity of it all. And this is where the pure gold of this story is to be found. Listening and recognizing amid the ambiguity, the voice of the divine in the fog is not a solo task. Neither Samuel nor Eli can discern the divine voice alone. Eli needs Samuel. His sight is dimming, but, and I love this little phrase, I love it more and more as I grow older, the lamp of God had not yet gone out in him. Ah, there's still a fire there. He can't see very well, but there's still fire in there. He's elderly and he has lost some of his once formidable faculty. He needs Samuel. But Samuel has never really encountered God. He is youthful, but inexperienced. He needs the elder to recognize what to pay attention to among all the things he could pay attention to in his youthfulness. They need each other. We need each other to help us to get our egos out of the way, to help us to listen deeply to the sound of our own heart wisdom, to help us to hold our lives with the dignity and esteem that they actually deserve. We need each other to help us remember who we are and not get lost in the many other voices calling us to emulate this person or that person or other lives other than the deep and divinely blessed life that is ours to live. We need each other. The Spirit is best discerned in community. The wisdom of the heart is heard most clearly together. So I want to offer you a couple of practices that you might already have in place in your life, but that help us to listen together. Some years ago, I was facing what was for me a monumental life decision. It was a game changer. And I wanted to be really clear, because the stakes were pretty high. So I asked myself, who knows me really well? Who has known me and has a perspective on my life from some distance? Who knows this soul making its way through the world? And I made a list. And over a period of a couple of months, I went and I talked to each one. And I laid out the decision, and we talked it through. And at that time, it occurred to me that I had just conducted a survey of the board of directors of my life. Likely, whether you have consulted with them or not, you have a board of directors of your life. People who know you, who are not fooled by the immediate situation, but have the long view and can ask the deeper questions. Well, I believe that everyone needs a board of directors for their life. Sometimes listening deeply requires that we consult with the board. Another way to listen together is to be part of a small group that meets regularly. I mean, some meet weekly, some meet monthly. We have a number of small groups in the life of this congregation. But however frequently they meet regularly and are committed to one another in life. And this is not so much the board of directors kind of group but the group that shares the ups and downs of life, right? Sometimes the divine voice is heard in the little daily, weekly things in life. And sitting in a circle together regularly helps us to pay attention to those smaller things, both to enjoy and cherish them and also to sort them out. Third practice is to have a person Anybody watch the show Grey's Anatomy? How many folks have seen Grey's Anatomy? A few? Okay, well, Grey's Anatomy, it's a popular show. It's been going on for years. It's kind of an evening soap opera, kind of. It's my view of it. You follow the lives of a cluster of people who are working at a hospital in Seattle. And the main character is Meredith Grey. And over the years, she and another character, Christina Yang, have developed a unique relationship. They love each other deeply. They fight like cats and dogs. They are at their best together, and they're at their worst together. They may go for quite a long while not connecting at all, but ultimately, no matter what, they know that they have each other. That somewhere in the universe is my person. They are each other's person. Do you have a person? Maybe a life partner, or it may not be. Listen to your life. You may have one and not realize it. Cultivating a person helps us listen to the wisdom of the heart together. And finally, so far I've been talking about listening together to the wisdom of the heart in your life. But as a Christian community, we are called to listen for the wisdom of the heart in the lives of each other. And that means you may well be on the board of directors of somebody else's life. Did that occur to you? You may well be a really important part of a circle of regular gathering. You may be somebody else's person. That is what Beloved Community does. Did it ever occur to you that you might be wrong? Absolutely. On a fairly regular basis, actually. While together we hear the divine voice, together we listen for the wisdom at the heart. Amen.